unplug it.
This is Mark McGurl and Lee talking over the telephone. Mark, in addition to being a professor, is the author of a book called The Novel Art, Elevations of American Fiction After Henry James.
The other big problem is partly, is this NaNoWriMo thing just a crazy idea? Are more novels necessarily better? You know.
No, I love this. This is like the ultimate version of something. The ultimate version of the greater desire to write novels than to read them. More accurately, to have written a novel than to actually read novels. It's funny because to the degree that the novel, was going to be transformed in its status from, entertainment into art, that all had to do with, reducing the number of novels that one could take seriously. So I love this exercise of mass creation of novels, because this is like Henry James's nightmare. I'm sure. Well, this is the ultimate nightmare.
If novels are just stories, then shouldn't the most important part be to make them fun and entertaining? Why worry about making art? Well, the answer is that it's Henry James' fault. He made the novel credible. He elevated it to art. Before that, it was just, it was just fun.
The thing to remember is that as of the late 19th century, the novel was arguably the sort of most dominant and pervasive form of popular entertainment. And so if you're somebody like Henry James and you want to think of the novel as being something more than entertainment, you had a problem in that, they say that familiarity breeds contempt. That was the position that the novel was in at the turn of the century. They seemed to be everywhere. No novel would have sort of been thought of as a work of art. It's not that there weren't good novels and bad. It's just that a novelist was not considered a kind of artist.
Mm-hmm. How would you gauge his success in that project?
I think it was hugely successful. It was not successful in so much in reducing the number of novels that were produced. Tons of novels continue to be produced. So-called genre fiction, which is, say, detective fiction or science fiction or romance novels, thrillers, continued to be published in large numbers, and especially when paperbacks really got going in the 20th century, they were published in huge numbers. So the novel as a form of entertainment has never really diminished as a form. That said, James and his ilk very much did succeed in establishing the idea that a novelist could be considered a kind of artist, and that certain novels could be considered works of art.
The pinnacle of this vision of the novel as art is arguably Finnegan's Wake. In James Joyce's infamously unreadable novel, you get a book that is the complete opposite of entertainment. All you can really do is marvel at it and take it on faith that it's a work of genius. That tradition has continued, and people still write self-consciously artsy books that are basically impossible to read. Those books, of course, don't make the New York Times bestseller list. Instead, books like Harry Potter and The Da Vinci Code do. The result of which is that it's become popular to announce the death of the novel. We'll get to this in the next section. For now, I'll leave you with a quote from one of the students in the novel writing class to interpret however you wish.
No.
Trying to be Janet Ivanovich instead.